Waldo and said if you couldn't work for him, you couldn't owe him. Mm-hmm. And he said, we got to get that money up somewhere. Said, you know how much you own? I said, no, I know. I said, I borrowed $1,300. And me and my wife tried running interest. It's hard to, unless you got a good education, it's hard to save. And I said, we figured that. And we figured it about around $1,000 or $950, something like that. And as close as we'd get to it, we'd run over through it several times. Yeah. So he said, well, said, we're going to have to get that money. And said, they control the Sweetwater Bank. Mm-hmm. And said, we can't get it there. You know that. And he said, he had run the dairy out on the Fork Creek. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll sell my dairy here before I let you lose the house. Mm-hmm. I said, no, it won't come to that, I don't think. And so I said, wait a minute. I said, my brother's working down in Durex. And I said, he's loaning money to the hands there between paydays, getting 10, 15, 25 cents interest on his money. And I said, if he's got the money, I can get it. He said, all right. I said, go ahead. And I said, just wait here. Mm-hmm. I took off down the railroad and went down there. Bob Tennyson, the boss, was standing in the door. And I said, where's Turkey? We called him Turkey. His name was Will Henderson. And I said, where's Turkey? And he said, sitting over in the wheelbar asleep. And I said, sleep on the job? He's far in the boss. And I said, sleep on the job? And he said, well, said, as long as he keeps that steam up there, I said, I check him every 30 minutes to be sure. But no, that. And said, he's never wrong. Mm-hmm. Said, go over and look at it. Mm-hmm. And I walked over to him and checked him. He woke up, looked up at me, said, what are you doing down here? And I told him, relayed the story. He is his son's school teacher and the other two brothers, all four of us belong to his class. Mm-hmm. And I told him what Charlie Clark said. And he said, he'd say that. I said, yeah. And he said, well, I don't know. I said, you got any money? He said, I don't know. Let me see. He picked up a piece of poke paper, then he had a pencil about an inch long. Sit down there, wheel bar, and went to figure, and he said, I'll take care of it up to $1,000. Right. Said, that's all the money I've got right now. That I've got a lot going out here. And I said, well, it ain't quite that. He said, well, I'll take care of it. Then I come on back up there and told Charlie Clark, I said, figure out and see how much I owe you. I never told him where I got the money. I never did tell him. And he didn't know where I got the money. He thought I'd go to Sweetwater Bank and they'd get to turn me down there, but they didn't. I didn't go there. And so I said, well, do you want to lean on the property or you want to lean on the property and security beside, mm-hmm. personal security? No, he said, all I want is just something to show that if anything happens to me or you, mm-hmm. we'll have something going. And I said, all right. And so I come up there and plug Dory up. She was our lawyer, and she was a woman. And she was a deacon in the Methodist Church with Charlie. And so the book's upstairs. Well, old man Fred was upstairs. I had a brother-in-law working up there at that time, and they'd seen Charlie take him off and talk to him about 10 minutes, and he come back. Come in speaking, and he looked around like he was going to say something, but he didn't. He didn't say a word. And he told me what it was, $929.29. And I said, well, put that down on a piece of paper. And I said, another thing, I said, meet me at Dora Young's office tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and your money will be there. Well, he didn't know what to do. He just turned around and around. Well, he wrote it down. I took it up there and gave it to Will. And he's the one who's giving him the check. Yeah. So he left the check there. And the funny thing about it, here's where he got me. He couldn't get me there. Well, he made me three bad deeds to that house. And Mr. Story told me, said, you can keep that house as long as you live, but you can't sell it under this deed. And I took it back. I started with it the fourth time back to his office. And he wouldn't correct it. And so Dora said to me, he said, Walter, said, you tell him something for me?